Lead time. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lead time as 1. A span of time required to perform a process or series of operations. 2. In a logistics context, the time between recognition of the need for an order and the receipt of goods. Individual components of lead time can include order preparation time, queue time, processing time, move or transportation time, and receiving and inspection time. SIN. Total lead time. C. Manufacturing lead time, purchasing lead time. Manufacturing lead time is the time normally required to produce an item in a typical lot quantity. It starts after the order is released and finishes at shipping or put away, depending on the manufacturing environment. Release authorizes the release of materials and the start of work. So this is the start of this phase of the process. Manufacturing lead time includes the elements shown in Exhibit 7-3. Exhibit 7-3. Elements of manufacturing lead time. Lead times will usually be stored in the routing. In some systems, lead times may be in the work center file. But some components of lead time, specifically queue, wait, and move, each defined below, are usually contained in the work center master file rather than the routing. Definitions of some of the components of lead time from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary are included below in the order in which the components occur from first to last. Order preparation time is the administrative time required to analyze requirements and open orders and to issue materials, shop packets, and so on. Queue time and queue are defined as follows. Queue time, the amount of time a job waits at a work center before setup or work is performed on the job. Queue time is one element of total manufacturing lead time. Increases in queue time result in direct increases to manufacturing lead time and work in process inventories. Queue, a waiting line. In manufacturing, this refers to the jobs at a given work center waiting to be processed. As queues increase, so do average queue time and work in process, WIP inventory. Queue time can account for the largest percentage of manufacturing time, particularly in work center or batch processes. Typically, in an intermittent manufacturing operation, queue time accounts for 85 to 95% of the total lead time. As queue time increases, so does work in process. To control excessive queue time, a standard queue time is set for the work center. Setup time is the portion of operation time devoted to tearing down the prior operation, preparing the work center for the current operation, and running the first good piece of the next production run. Setup time and setup are defined as follows. Setup time, the time required for a specific machine, resource, work center, process, or line to convert from the production of the last good piece of item A to the first good piece of item B. SIN, setup lead time. C, single minute exchange of die, SMEED. Setup. 1. The work required to change a specific machine, resource, work center, or line from making the last good piece of item A to making the first good piece of item B. 2. The refitting of equipment to neutralize the effects of the last lot produced. For example, tear down of the just completed production or preparation of the equipment for production of the next scheduled item. SINs. Changeover, turnaround time. Standard setup times are specified in the routing. Internal setups, which can be performed while the machine is running, are not included in setup time. Setup time includes only external setup activities that must be performed when the machine is not running. The two related terms follow. Internal setup time, the time associated with elements of a setup procedure performed while the process or machine is running. And internal setup time. External setup time, the time associated with elements of a setup procedure performed while the process or machine is not running. And external setup time. Setups are generally required at the end of each process batch when batch processing, a type of intermittent manufacturing, is used. Batch processing. 1. A manufacturing technique in which parts are accumulated and processed together in a lot. 2. A computer technique in which transactions are accumulated and processed together or in a lot. SIN. Batch production. Process batch. The quantity or volume of output that is to be completed at a workstation before switching to a different type of work or changing an equipment setup. Setup efficiency increases capacity. Inefficiency increases operating costs and lead times, and potentially loses sales or customer goodwill. An example of a way to increase setup efficiency is to run jobs with similar setups together. In many cases, there is a primary setup and one or more secondary setups. The primary setup would be the most time-consuming of the setups, so jobs that all share the same primary setup are run sequentially, with variations only in their secondary setups. This could be all jobs using the same injection molding die, but with different colors of plastics, with color change setups between runs of colors. A setup matrix can be used to help plan and execute setups efficiently, and to make clear which jobs are more efficient to schedule back to back. Exhibit 7-4 shows an example of a setup matrix. The row is from, and the column is to, and note how going from part 100 to part 300 takes 20 minutes, but going from part 300 to part 100 only takes 10 minutes. This is an example of how such a matrix can help identify more efficient sequencing. A setup matrix can also enable initiatives such as single-minute exchange of die, SMED, a lean technique to minimize setup times. When adding the complexity of multiple work centers, each with their own setup matrix, determining the right sequence of operations becomes a complex optimization problem. Specialized software exists to help with this. Another complexity such a system could address is variable lot sizes. Exhibit 7-4, Setup Matrix. Runtime is the portion of operation time calculated as time per unit multiplied by the number of units in the order run during the time bucket. It is defined as follows. Runtime, the time required to process a piece or lot at a specific operation. Runtime does not include setup time. SIN, run standards. Runtime is specified on the routing. It is directly affected by the quantity being produced. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary notes that machine hours may be used to plan capacity, schedule work, and allocate costs rather than the other main alternative, labor hours. Machine hours refers to the amount of time in hours that a machine is actually running. Machine hours, rather than labor hours, may be used for planning capacity, for scheduling, and for allocating costs. Wait time is the next of the lead time components. Wait time, the time a job remains at a work center after an operation is completed until it is moved to the next operation. It is often expressed as a part of move time. Move time is the time spent physically moving the unit between operations. This may also be called transit time. Move time, the time that a job spends in transit from one operation to another in the plant. Transit time, a standard allowance that is assumed on any given order for the movement of items from one operation to the next. SIN, travel time. Move time in a job shop environment depends on sending and receiving work centers, so they often are specified in a move time matrix table. The sum of all these components is the lead time for one work center or operation, as was shown in Exhibit 7-3. These time increments may be categorized in a number of ways. One broad category is operation time versus interoperation time, as shown in Exhibit 7-5. Operation time, or operation duration, is defined in the ISCEM Supply Chain Dictionary as the total of setup and runtime for a specific task. SIN, operation duration. Operation time is the load placed on the work center. Setup and runtimes are not affected by the other elements of lead time. The queue, wait, and move times constitute the time taken between operation times. So this adds to total lead time, but not to the load on the work center. Interoperation times are elastic, but they do affect when the load time occurs. Exhibit 7-5, operation and interoperation time. Interoperation time is non-productive time, and it often consumes the larger percentage of the total lead time over operation time. However, interoperation time is often necessary to some degree. Different work centers have different operation times, and coordinating material flow can be complex. Each choice will have some trade-offs. Queue time represents the backlog of work at a given work center, and it is needed in many functional, job shop, manufacturing process types because the work centers are arranged by function and the units may take odd routes through the plant. Different products may also have different batch sizes. All of this makes it very difficult to have all of the work arrive just in time at every work center. A certain amount of queue or backlog will ensure that work centers do not go idle. However, queue time frequently has significant room for improvement, especially in functional, job shop, manufacturing process types. Bottleneck work centers can also accumulate long queues of inventory before stations, and this adds to lead time if not managed using methods such as the theory of constraints or other solutions such as lean manufacturing. There is often a lot of room to reduce lead times and WIP levels by continually working to reduce non-productive time. Note also in Exhibit 7-5 how a total amount of operation time plus interoperation time for a product may encompass multiple individual operations and interoperations.